This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Recently, I caught up with the Electoral Commission. Ballot papers have been sent out right the way across the state because the entire state is voting in council elections. It's a postal vote, and if you'd like to know what to do, how to do it, you can jump online to triplem.com.au. Over the course of the next week or so, what I'm trying to do is catch up with the mayoral candidates from our council elections right the way across the Limestone Coast. And, well, one bloke who's put his hand up for the Wattle Range Council is Des Noel. Des, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, Des, first of all, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm a retired police officer in from Millicent, and I ran the Noorilong Blue Light program for 22 years. And I've lived in the Wattle Range area for 34 years. I came to Millicent in 1986 and operated out. I was an operational police officer at the Millicent Police Station. So I know the Wattle Range Council area very well, connected with the Wattle Range Council very well, and hence decided to, as a committed community person, decided to run for the mayoral candidacy in the Wattle Range local government.
It's a huge commitment to put your hand up for mayor.
It's a full-time commitment. It's absolutely a full-time commitment, and I've got lots of energy and lots of direction in relation to achieving it, and if I might say, doing a bloody good job with it as well.
What do you think the issues are looking ahead to even the next 12 months or even the next 4 years for the Wattle Range Council?
I think the issues that we look at is an important part of it is consulting with our community. That's a really important issue, and knowing what the community want out of their mayor and their local government, pursuing healthcare services such as obstetrics in our Millicent Hospital, and also Panola Hospital. Let's not forget about Panola, because the mayoral role also includes the whole of Wattle Range Council, and we want to enhance that. And I see it as a really important role in talking to the appropriate government ministers about enhancing healthcare in the Wattle Range Council area.
What other areas do you think need attention from the local mayor?
Pursuing local recreational areas in our community, both within the Millicent area and the Panola, Kalangadoo areas, and really important in terms of our sporting clubs. We know the Kalangadoo Sporting Club has had some issues with funding with Minister Wingard at this moment, and I'm working with them to support them, and looking at other areas in the Wattle Range Cancer area in terms of supporting sporting groups that are the backbone of a networking into our community, and that all links to our youth development, our young people in our community, for building them in terms of them being leaders in our communities for the future.
What are other things that you think people are thinking are important for council elections in the Wattle Range?
Oh, supporting local business. Supporting local business is extremely important, because that's where local employment's going to grow. And if, as a local government, we need to be doing that. And that can be done in lots of different ways. And encouraging new business to come to the Wattle Range Council area, and motivating existing businesses to develop their own business systems, and just supporting people in terms of growing local business.
Kalangadoo Police Station is a major issue at the moment for the Wattle Range.
Absolutely it is, and I've been very vocal about that, because that's important to the Nangwari and the Kalangadoo and Panola communities.
Why is it such an important issue for the Wattle Range and for the Limestone Coast?
It's extremely important because it's law enforcement. It's people, community safety. SAPOL have a mantra about providing a safer community, and having a police officer in that area is doing that. It's one of their core values, and I'm disappointed that perhaps they're not pursuing one of their core values in terms of providing effective, on-the-ground, professional police services.
Des, for people who are getting their ballot papers at the moment, they're contemplating who they're going to vote for, why should they choose you as mayor?
Why should they choose me as mayor? Because I'm coming from an open, objective perspective. I've not been locked into local government processes. I've never been on local government sitting in a council chair in a council chamber. And I think that's a huge value. That's a huge a positive in terms of I come there objective. I'm open to everything. I'm open to different ideas. As I say, I'm not locked into council processes. I'm open to looking at things from a different perspective. Can it be done this way? Can we serve the community better in another way, opposed to perhaps how it's always been done, and people saying, oh, we can't do it that way, or we can't create the change. We can create change. That's what local government's totally about. It's about building new communities and being innovative and being open to new ideas.
Des, it has been sensational to have you in the studio this morning. Thank you very much for having a chat to us, and good luck with the mayoral election.
Thank you, Ewan. Great to be here.
Des Noel, mayoral candidate, Wattle Range Council. You can vote right now. ballot papers are out. And if you'd like information on the electoral process or on the ballot papers, all you need to do, jump online, triplem.com.au.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.